Lifebuoy Health Soap presents Big Town.
Extra, extra hero about the trap. Tonight's Big Town story brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner in your daily bath. Extra, extra.
Yes, Lifebuoy Health Soap presents Big Town, the headline stories of a great city dramatically reported by Steve Wilson, fighting managing editor whose creed, as with all great newsmen, is emblazoned on the masthead of the illustrated press.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword. That it may be a faithful servant of all the people, use it justly, hold it high, and guard it well.
Now, Big Town, in tonight's tense and timely newspaper drama headlined, The Trap. The evil Mandu lives after them, quote and unquote. And such is the case in Steve Wilson's story of treachery and revenge, which began with the final meeting of Bart Slade and his wife Ruby in the visitor's room of state prison on the day of his scheduled execution.
5 minutes, Slade. Your wife is in booth one.
Wyatt for sound. Thanks for nothing. I ain't talking.
Suit yourself. 5 minutes.
Tell our warden he's wasting his time. What's the idea coming here, Ruby?
To tell you not to give up hope, Bart. Don't talk, Bart.
Why not?
You'll get a stay. You'll get a new trial. You gotta believe it, Bart. Trent will get it tonight.
No dice. If I don't get a rain check on a chair before 7, I'll sing before I burn at 11.
Don't, Bart. They'll get me if you do.
Then start running, baby. Keep going. Don't ever stop.
With what? I'm broke.
You'll manage. You always have. And I know how.
Don't, Bart. They'll burn you anyway.
Maybe.
Who'll you tell?
The racket-busting newspaper slug that helped the cops put me here.
Steve Wilson of the Illustrated Press?
Yeah.
He won't help you get a stay of execution.
No, but if I go tonight, Wilson's a fall guy that's gonna bait the trap for the rats that let me take this murder rap.
Give Trent a chance. He's a good criminal lawyer. He's got connections. He's pulling strings.
Yeah. There's a guy here that's good at pulling switches. He goes to work on me at 11.
Don't do it, Bart. Don't talk.
Beat it, baby. Tell Trent he's got till 7.
When and how did you get in the office?
The back way, through the composing room. Come in, Lorelei, my lovely. And close the door on those infernal and eternal teletypes.
With pleasure.
Come on, perch on the corner of my desk and take my mind off these European dispatches.
I wouldn't if I could. Besides, you're on the hook. We've been trying to reach you for the last hour.
Oh, don't tell me the Illustrated Press hasn't been able to get along without its illustrious managing editor even for an hour.
We've managed, but you're the original indispensable man as of 7 o'clock tonight.
What's up?
You're wanted up at state prison on the double-double.
Oh, good grief, that's right. Bart Slade goes to the chair tonight.
Right.
Has he talked to anyone?
No, but he wants to talk to you.
To me?
Mm-hmm. Inspector Callahan phoned. It's all arranged for you to talk to Slade in the death house, but I don't like it one little bit, Steve.
Well, why not, my lovely?
Slade should hate you like poison for helping Callahan of homicide nail him for that election murder last spring.
Yes, he does, and with good reason.
So, if he's going to name the ward-healing goons who hired him, why should he give you the scoop and the breaks?
Well, ours is not the reason why, Lorelei. Get one of your so-called hats and see if Harry the Hack is out front.
Well, Harry's waiting. And one more mere male comment on my latest in feminine headgear will get you a tap on the cranium with Harry's trusty monkey wrench. Let's go.
Here you are, Mr. Wilson. I have to lock you in with Slade while you talk to him, but I'll be right down the corridor if there's any trouble.
Thanks, guard. I don't think there'll be any trouble. I'll call you when I'm ready to leave.
Okay. Wake up, Slade. You got the company you asked for.
Thanks. Hello, Wilson.
Hello, Slade. Were you sleeping?
What for? Looks like 3 hours from now I'm going to get a big, long sleep.
I'm sorry, Slade.
Why? You helped the cops put me here for killing the guy.
I hate to see any man die without regret.
I didn't invite you here for no sermon. We got a chaplain for that.
All right, then. Why did you ask to see me?
Because I want to get the guy that's letting me fry.
You mean you're ready to give me the name of the rats who hired you to beat that pool watcher to death?
Just one guy. I don't care about the guys back of them.
Well, I do. I want the ones behind this wave of political violence in the Third Ward.
You'll have to be satisfied with him, if you can get him before he gets you.
I'll try to avoid that. What's his name? What's so funny, Slade?
This'll kill you, Wilson. I ain't gonna give you nothing. I ain't even gonna give you the time of day.
And why did you ask to see me? Insist on talking to me and no one else.
Listen fast, and I'll lay it out.
All right. I'm listening, Slade.
Now, here's a pitch, Wilson. I don't get no last-minute stay of execution, so I sent for you.
Go on.
The Penn Grapevine reaches right into this death house, you catch?
I think I get it, Slade. By morning, the word that you've squealed will have reached every rat and rat's nest in Big Town.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll be after you to shut you up, but that ain't the best part.
Time is running out, Slade. Let's have the best part.
Yeah, for you and me both. When you walk out of this cell, you ain't gonna have a pal in the world.
Why not?
Nobody's gonna believe I didn't give you nothing, see? Even your pal Callahan of Homicide is gonna think you're crossing him up for a scoop on your lousy Illustrated Press. Or the biggest shakedown that's ever been pulled in Big Town.
Don't count on that, Slade.
Let me give you what's gonna happen if I go tonight.
Look, Slade, I couldn't stop your execution for that cold-blooded murder, even if you told me the names of every crook and ward healer involved.
Yeah, I know, because I can't prove a thing. I could give you the name of the guy that hired me to cool that pole watching dope, but you'd never get him for that. Because he don't know it, but you wouldn't have a thing.
Well, what does he think you have on him?
Piece of paper, in his handwriting, telling me when and where to nail that pole watching dope.
Where is that paper, Slade? That will burn him if you really want revenge.
I lost it, Wilson.
Lost it?
Yeah. Ain't that a laugh? I lost it. And that's all there was to pin him to the rap.
I'll give me his name, Slade. I'll give it to the warden, and maybe you will get a stay of execution.
Don't kid me, Wilson. Not without proof, and I ain't got no proof.
Well, how do you expect to get him through me? If there's no evidence, he'll never be convicted for that crime.
No, but here's what's gonna happen.
Well, let's have it.
When you don't print nothing, except maybe I went without spilling my insides, this guy's gonna think you're holding out.
Don't stake your life on that, Slade.
Don't worry about me, Wilson. I'm as good as cooked, and so are you.
Oh, how so?
Because this guy that's letting me fry is gonna think you're holding out. Maybe you got your hand out big.
And try to buy me off?
Yeah, that'll be the bait for the trap. But they'll pay you off with lead.
Oh, I see. You can't get him as a partner in your crime, but you think the law will nail him to the chair for killing me.
Yeah, Wilson. That's the pitch. Yeah. It's gonna work, Slade. It will work. Now call that screw and get out of here. Because I got a date. Yeah, I gotta order some supper. Anything I want. Steak, strawberry shortcake, ice cream, coffee. A lot of coffee to keep me awake. And I gotta get a shave and a haircut. I got a date at 11 o'clock tonight.
Thus, Steve Wilson has been drawn into a deadly trap set by a vengeful killer. And for the tense and exciting developments as this trap closes in on Steve, we'll return to our Big Town story in a moment. Actually, I just can't remember how long ago it was that I took my first bath with Lifebuoy Health Soap. I always felt extra clean afterwards. But even so, I was startled when the doctors announced the news that Lifebuoy actually does get skin cleaner. Suddenly it hits you. Cleaner. Yes, and doctors proved it. Lifebuoy in your daily bath gets skin cleaner than any other leading soap. First thing you know, you find out for yourself. Then you're telling everybody. The cleaner you get your skin, these doctors found, the safer you are from B.O. And the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests that Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner than any other leading soap. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. What does it? Well, doctors say Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes the difference. And this same purifying ingredient actually makes Lifebuoy milder, safe even for a baby's tender skin. So bathe daily with Lifebuoy. It's refreshing and mild. And Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner. I like it. You like it too. Now, back to Big Town, and it's Steve Wilson in tonight's headline story of The Trap. Put on the spot by a condemned killer who has made gangland believe that he squealed in a death house interview, Steve Wilson grimly awaits a move from the underworld. And meanwhile, at the office of the Illustrated Press, Lorelei Kilbourne, his ace crime reporter, tries to anticipate Steve's countermove by enlisting the help of Maisie, chief switchboard operator of the press.
Hello. Hello, Maisie.
Yes, Miss Kilbourne.
Listen, Maisie, I'm in Steve's office.
Oh, is Mr. Wilson back? Just about everybody's calling him.
No, doggone it, and I'm worried.
I should certainly think you would be, Miss Kilbourne. I was just conversing with Harry the Hack, and he said Mr. Wilson is practically the same thing as a clay pigeon in a shooting gallery.
That isn't the worst of it, Maisie. Even Inspector Callahan of Homicide and the prosecutor think Steve's holding out on the name of the man who hired Bart Slade to kill that poll watcher.
Oh, but Miss Kilbourne, we know Mr. Wilson would never do that, unless he had a mighty good reason. Well, hardly ever, that is.
Yes, but a good reason won't keep Steve out of the morgue or the river if he makes a mistake.
Is there any way in which I may be of assistance, Miss Kilbourne?
Yes, Maisie. I've a notion Steve expects somebody to contact him in the next day or so. And I want you to listen in on every call he gets.
Oh, but Miss Kilbourne, if Mr. Wilson found out I was doing that, he'd have me tossed out of my ear, in a manner of speaking.
I'll guarantee he won't, Maisie. And if you don't, he may not live long enough to fire any of us.
All right, Miss Kilbourne, I'll do it. But, oh, it may interest you to know Mr. Wilson is on his way into his office right now.
Oh, thank heaven. And thanks, Maisie. I've a notion he's going to send me out on an assignment to get me out of the way. Now, I'll call in every hour if he does.
Hello, Lorelei, my lovely. A call for me?
Oh, Steve, I was just making a date.
Oh, break it. I'm sending you down to Washington.
Washington?
Yes, to cover those spy hearings. There's a big town angle coming up tomorrow.
Steve Parker of our Washington Bureau can handle that. You're just trying to get me out of the way.
Out of the way of what?
Oh, Steve, don't play the lone wolf with me. We've worked together too long, covered too many assignments.
Oh, not like this one, Lorelei.
What's going on, Steve? Did Bart Slade give you something so big, so loaded with dynamite, you can't trust anybody with it? The prosecutor, Inspector Callahan, even me?
No, but Bart Slade was right. Even you don't believe me.
I want to believe you, Stephen. I want to help.
You can't.
Why not?
I've been elected bait for a trap, Lorelei. And there's nothing to do but wait.
Wait for what?
Wait for the rats who hired Slade to commit a political murder to come to the same conclusion you and Callahan and the prosecutor seem to have reached.
That you're holding out?
Yes, but for a price.
How will it come, Steve? When do you think they'll try to contact you?
Well, any time now, and I want you to keep out of it, Lorelei.
Well, you can fire me, but I won't promise. Isn't there anything I can do?
Not a thing. Until they make the first move.
Well, what about his lawyer, Sam Trent?
Well, he's bound to be in it. But I can't prove it.
Oh, your private wire, Steve. Maybe a tip from one of your underworld listening posts.
I doubt it. I've checked most of them. The golden age of silence has settled over this town like a blanket. Steve Wilson, Illustrated Press.
You alone, Wilson?
Enough to listen.
How come you didn't spill what Bart Slade gave you last night?
Who wants to know?
Don't play games with me, Wilson. You're on a spot and so am I.
All right. Where do you fit in this?
I'm Slade's wife. Or I was, till yesterday when I talked to him. That puts me in the same spot you're in.
Does that make you want to talk?
Yeah, to you. Quick and private.
When and where?
My place at 10 River Street. Come alone or it's no deal.
Who put you up to this?
I'm looking after me.
How?
I want half of every buck you shake out of the guys that let Bart burn.
Sorry, I haven't had an offer.
You'll get one.
Why?
Because you haven't printed anything in your crummy Illustrated Press or spilled to the cops. So louse the stone, get down here, or I'm getting out of town.
All right, I'll be there in half an hour.
So this is it. This is what you've been waiting for.
Yes, Lorelei, Slade's trap is working like a charm.
And you're going to walk right into it?
Yes. And alone.
No, Steve, no story's worth it.
There won't be any story unless I make it, Lorelei.
Well, at least take Harry the Hacker. Call Inspector Callahan.
We wouldn't get a thing. I've been cast in the role of a shakedown artist by a dead man, and I've got to play this out or ride around in a bulletproof car from now on, Lorelei.
Well, then where are you going? At least tell me that much.
I've got a date with a lady who wants to talk.
Oh, sure, talk you into a cement overcoat in the river.
I'll try to avoid that.
Famous last words.
Sorry, I haven't time to argue, Lorelei. We mustn't keep the lady waiting.
Steve, it's crazy. It's just another trap.
Yes, but people who build traps sometimes get caught in them, Lorelei. Now wait here. Hang on that phone till I call you.
No, now wait, Steve. At least take a gun. You've got a permit. You have every right.
No, Lorelei. A gun started all this. But a dozen guns won't end it. Now keep your fingers crossed, my lovely, and don't put Harry the Hack on my tail. I'll shake him before he's followed me a block.
Oh, you will you? Stubborn, crazy, wonderful luck. Maisie,
Yes, Miss Kilburn, and to whom was he referring to as a lug?
Steve Wilson, and he's on his way out to get himself killed if you didn't get an earful of that phone call he just got.
I certainly did, Miss Kilburn, and if you should ask me, the lady he was conversing with is no lady.
I'll buy that. What's her name and where's Steve meeting her, Maisie?
I gathered she's the widow of that gentleman which went to the chair last night.
Ruby Slate? Where's Steve meeting her?
At her place, 10 River Street.
Thanks, Maisie. Where's Harry the Hack?
It so happens by an odd coincidence he's right here trying to make a date with me.
Well, give him a rain check and tell him to get his hack around front and pick me up in nothing flat.
Hey, say, Miss Kilbine.
Say it, Harry, but for heaven's sake, get to 10 River Street as fast as you can.
It is practically done, Miss Kilbine. And while I am wondering if we should not call for an assist from Callahan and his homicide boys on account of this is the heart of the Third Ward, which is a section so tough even the mice go round with Tommy guns.
I'm going to phone Callahan as soon as we get there, Harry.
But suppose we should upset Mr. Wilson's apple cart. Will he not be inclined to skin us alive and tack our hides to the wall of the city room?
I'll risk it. This is one time I think Steve is overplaying his hand, walking into a trap Taylor made for him.
Yeah, and they're liable to hemstitch him up in a bag with a Tommy chop and drop him in the aqua pura Big Town River. Uh-oh, 10 River Street's in the next block, Miss Kilbine. Do I stop in front of the joint?
No, Harry, I see a cigar store in the corner. Stop there and I'll phone Callahan.
Check. And, how about me going around through the alley and reconnoitering the dump for back exits in case of contingencies of an unexpected nature?
All right, do that, Harry. Try the back fire escapes, but don't crash in on Steve and Ruby Slade with your monkey wrench unless the party gets rough.
Okay, Miss Kilbane, I will just play like I am a peeping Thomas until the psychological moment is ripe.
Yeah, who's there?
Trent, Ruby. Open up.
Come on in. I kept you.
I had to check my pipeline into police headquarters to make sure Wilson is still holding out on the cops. You sure he's coming here alone?
Sure, I'm sure. He said he was, and he sounded anxious.
Atta girl. You're playing this smart. When we settle with Wilson, I'll take good care of you. Come here, Ruby. I'll show you how.
Cut it out, Trent.
Sam, to you, baby. Bart Slade's gone. We can quit pretending.
Cut it out, Trent. I only want one thing out of you, and that's dough.
Don't you trust me, Ruby?
No. Bart trusted you. Look what it got him, the dope.
Because he was a dope. You're smart. You can go places with my help, my connections.
Yeah, I'm going places, all right. I'm going just as far away from Big Town as I can get after tonight.
All right. Maybe that can be arranged.
I'll do the arranging. And I've got what it takes to do it right in this handbag.
Put away that gun, Ruby.
Sure. Just want you to know I have it. And I want the $5,000 you promised me to sucker Wilson into this setup. Now, tonight.
All right, Ruby. Yeah.
Thanks for nothing.
Better count it.
You bet I will.
I'll take that gun.
Tricky slug. You rat.
No, just careful. Guns make me nervous.
After all the gunsels you've hired to knock off dopes for the ward healers you front for.
That's different. Now behave yourself and get set for Wilson.
That ought to be him.
Invite him in.
Yeah, who is it?
Steve Wilson.
Come on in, Wilson. The door ain't locked.
Thanks. Well, hello, Trent.
Hello, Wilson.
Fancy meeting you here.
I'm Mrs. Slade's attorney.
Oh? I thought your connection with the Slade affair ended with his execution in the death house last night.
Well, there are a few loose ends that have to be cleared up.
And you think I might clear them up?
That's right.
For instance?
You talked to Slade last night. He gave you something.
So I've been told by lots of people.
Let's have it. How much do you want?
That depends on who you're representing.
10,000?
For a scrap of paper with the time and place of a murder written on it? Make it 20 and I could retire.
You'll retire, all right, if you don't play ball.
Not enough, Trent. You see, I have to split with Ruby 50-50.
What's that?
He's a liar. That was only part of the come-on to get him here.
How does that strike your legal mind, Trent?
It sounds like a double cross. So you couldn't play it one way, huh, Ruby? You had to play it both ways.
I didn't. I wasn't. I haven't got anything. Bart never told me anything about a piece of paper.
Where is it? Who's got it? You wouldn't have tried shaking Wilson for a share if you didn't know something.
Think fast, Ruby. The heat is on, Slade. From the higher-ups, he's got to cover, or they'll cover him.
Honest, Trent, Bart never gave me a thing. He never trusted me after word got up to the prison that I was going around with you.
And how's that additional testimony strike your legal mind, Trent?
It suits me. Makes everything fit. Makes things easier.
Listen to me, Sam. You gotta believe me.
Get away from me, Ruby. You wanted to go places. You were gonna make sure of it with this gun.
No.
Don't be a complete fool, Trent. Shoot Ruby and Bart Slade will have had the last line.
Shut up, Wilson. You fit in this. I'll get to you.
Shoot us and you'll walk into the trap Slade set to get you.
Wilson's right. Bart said he'd get you if you let him burn last night.
Not this way. Murder and suicide. Bart Slade's wife killing the newspaper slug that helped send him to the chair. Murder and suicide with her own gun.
No, I'll play it any way you want.
Keep away from him, Ruby.
I'll go anywhere. No!
Trent, you murderous rat. You poor fool.
Stay put, Wilson. Now, where's that order I gave Slade to rub out that dopey pole watcher? Talk your way out of this. If you can.
Thus, a dead man's trap has claimed one victim and placed Steve in a deadly situation. And in a moment, we'll come to the exciting climax of tonight's story, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. Friends, this may startle you as it startled me. It's amazing, I know, but it's true. Doctors have proved it, not just once, but time after time. In hundreds of scientific tests, these doctors found that one soap, Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets your skin cleaner in your daily bath. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. You and I know that's important. The cleaner you get your skin, these doctors found, the safer you are from B.O. And Lifebuoy gets you cleaner than any other leading soap. Gives you lasting protection 24 hours a day. So bathe daily with Lifebuoy. It's refreshing and it's mild. Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner. Get some tomorrow morning, won't you? Now, back to Big Town and tonight's headline story of The Trap. Having deliberately walked into a trap set by a dead man to get revenge on those who hired him to commit a political murder, Steve faces Sam Trent, a criminal lawyer, who has just slain the dead man's wife in an effort to cover up his connection with the original crime. Now, a moment later, he turns on Steve to carry out a prearranged plan of murder and suicide.
Talk, Wilson. Where did Slade tell you to look for that slip of paper I gave him?
Don't tell me a slick criminal lawyer like you made the fatal mistake of putting anything in writing that would tie you to one of the dirtiest crimes in the book. Political murder.
Everybody makes mistakes. Quit stalling, Wilson. Where's that note I gave Slade?
The joke is on you. Slade only told me about the note.
Where is it?
He lost it.
Lost it?
Yes. He didn't have a thing on you. That's why he didn't name you before he died. He knew we couldn't get you, couldn't prove a thing.
You're lying, Wilson, lying.
Well, it doesn't matter now. Slade's going to get his revenge for your having let him go to the chair.
What are you talking about? You poor fool. Slade arranged this trap.
Never gave me a thing. Knew you'd try to pay me off with lead and go to the same chair that he died in. For killing me?
Well, that's what's going to happen, but that isn't the way it's going to work. Nobody knows I came here to Ruby's tonight.
Now, don't count on that, Trent. Committing murder isn't as easy as hiring a gun.
This will stick. Ruby over there on the floor dead, you with the rest of the bullets out of this gun, her gun. Murder and suicide with plenty of motive. You helped send her man to the chair. Even your own lousy Illustrated Press lead it up.
It won't work, Trent. You'll never get out of this building without being seen.
I don't have to get out. I'm Ruby's lawyer. I came here and found you and Ruby dead, the gun in her hand. I'll even call your pal Callahan and report it.
That won't be necessary, Trent. That should be Callahan, if I'm any judge of human nature.
You wouldn't have tipped him off till you knew who you'd find here. Who would have called him?
Laura Lee Kilburn, one of my best crime reporters, except for the fact that she's a very stubborn young woman.
So what, this fix will still work?
It won't work, because there's been an eyewitness to everything that's happened here in this last 5 minutes.
Where?
On the fire escape at the back window behind you.
Don't pull that corny old look behind me gag, Wilson. You've stalled all you're going to stall.
It's what? The deck, boss!
Keep out of this, Harry!
Bingo, boss, right on the button. Hey, leave me massage him just once with this naga-naga for safekeeping till Callahan gets here.
He'll keep, Harry. Thanks for the timely distraction. Let me jump in.
Oh, think nothing of it, boss, but you really hadn't ought to take chances like this if you wish to live to a ripe old age.
Let's call it an occupational hazard, Harry. Where's the Lorelei?
Miss Kilbane? Well, what makes you think she would be anywheres around a place like this?
Well, because I told her to keep away from here, not to follow me. Stay at the office.
Steve, are you all right?
Speaking of the lady in question, boss.
Yes, Lorelei, come in here.
Oh, thank heavens. I just happened to be passing...
It's no use, Miss Kelpine. The boss is a super student of feminine psychology and somewhat anticipated us all the way.
Uh-oh. I might have known.
Did you call Callahan, Lorelei?
Mm-hmm. And I think his homicide boys are throwing a net around this rat's nest by now. Am I fired,
Steve? No. Get on the phone and tell Fletch to hold the final half an hour until we can get some conversation out of Sam Trent.
Sam Trent? Slade's lawyer. Is he the one you're after?
He's the front, Lorelei, but I'm afraid he's all we're going to get in this hall.
Why, Steve? Maybe he'll talk to save his own neck.
No, Lorelei. Slade's trap worked all too well.
Well, how do you mean?
Trent has murdered Slade's wife. She's lying over there behind the couch.
Oh.
All the talk in the world won't save Trent from the chair.
So ended with the arrest, conviction, and subsequent execution of Sam Trent, another win for Steve Wilson in his crusade against crime. But only a partial victory, for there remains in Big Town, as in all cities, the powerful forces of violence and evil, drawing new recruits to carry on their reign of terror over those who believe in law and order. And now, before telling you of next week's exciting Big Town story, here is Steve Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Wilson. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge with thanks the many kind letters we've received these past few weeks, welcoming us back this season. I know I'm speaking for all of us on the Illustrated Press and for Big Town when I say it's great to be back. And it's particularly pleasant to find that so many of you are using Lever's fine product, Lifebuoy Health Soap. I believe in Lifebuoy. I've seen the doctor's proof of its superiority with my own eyes. I'm impressed by the fact that Lifebuoy today is used in the homes of 40 million Americans. If there are any in our audience who haven't used Lifebuoy Health Soap, I can make this promise. They have something wonderful in store for them when they try it. We hope you'll all join us again next Tuesday night. Until then, thank you and good night.
Next week, the makers of Lifebuoy bring you a hard-hitting story headlined The Catman, a gripping story of a manhunt for a killer whose mark of murder is a crying cat. Another exciting assignment in the newspaper career of fighting Steve Wilson of Big Town. Don't miss it. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional, and any similarity to other names and places is purely coincidental. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilborn, and was written and directed by Jerry McGill. And now Big Town bids you good night until next Tuesday night, same time, same station, when you'll hear the newsboy calling.
Extra, extra, hear all about it. The story of Steve Wilson and the Catman brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. Another fine Lever product. Extra, extra.
New Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Rain or shine, new Rinso with Solium gives your wash a new brilliance you have never seen before. You can dry your wash anywhere, and white clothes will turn out actually whiter than brand new, and washable colors even brighter than new. It's because new Rinso contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, sodium. No other soap contains sodium, only new Rinso. So safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Find out about the amazing new brilliance of Rinso washed clothes. Find out how new Rinso with sodium puts sunshine in your wash. Get Rinso in the new package with a red sodium label. More women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.